how I went from hand sewing to the design department, because it was quite complicated. I was on there only a few weeks, well, a few months actually, and then I had to work for a lady called Mrs. Mignot, who did all the special orders, because everything was cut individually then. I had to look up, I went to work for her as an assistant, which was I had to clean all the cutters' tables every morning, put all their shears and their pins all in order on the table. And then the lady who was a designer there, called Miss Crump, she worked for Mr. Heron, saw me, and she said, I want her to come with me in the design room. So and from where, then on...
Where was the factory then? Was
in
that?
Broadway,
that was
Broadwater
still
in Road.
That was still Broadwater
but
Road.
Then, I can't remember, and I don't remember exactly, but you could find out, he built a factory, a special factory, near the Howard Centre. It's where the back of the... The shop was at the front of where Specsavers is, along there. And it was a mezzanine floors on one side, which was four floors on one mm-hmm. side, and three floors on the other. The downstairs floor was the storing all the clothes as we made them. The middle one was offices, and the top floor was where the machinists still were. And I worked on one of the mezzanine floors on the side for designer and doing odd patterning making. Now, Cresta was bought by Mr. Crabtree, who was a solicitor, very clever man, actually, and he came there and wanted us to do production properly. So he brought a man in to show us how to make paper patterns, you know, cardboard patterns, where we could cut from bulk. And so I learnt all that by being with the designer, but he wasn't there very long. And then I think, I don't know what went wrong, but I think it was the wartime, and we went into Parkway, part of Welland Department yes. Store, as it was then, mm-hmm. because Mr. Crabtree had something to do with the Commission for New Towns, I think, mm-hmm. and he was part of the, on the board or something, and so he got us a place there, and we went to Parkway. Well, there we had machinists and we had cutters, but we started to do bulk cutting from these paper patterns. Instead of cutting everything individually, we cut them in. We laid the cloth up and mm-hmm. then marked out the design.
Yes.
And it was wartime, I know, because the designer then was divorced and remarried, and she married and was called Mrs. Edwards. A very good-looking, lovely lady. And she had young designers come to her. One of them was Helen, a girl who's now Lady Hamlin, and so she was a friend of mine at that time. Another one was Leon, he was Armenian. They all went to London School of Fashion and learnt. And I believe, I don't know if you know this, but there's a thing on in the... He's still alive, Leon. He's 10 years younger than me, but he's still alive. And I ring him every so often because he's not been very well. And he told me, from there, what happened? We went back... I don't know what happened or why, but we went back to the factory. It must have been after the war that was
so near... So you went back to Howard's Gate.
Near Howard Centre.
Yeah.
From there, I think it was when Mr. Crabtree had come and bought the company off Mr. Heron, and I don't know why we moved from there, but we moved from there back to the stores along Parkway. And what happened, I don't know. I can't remember exactly. But from there, I was in charge of the pattern making and the staff that used to... Mm-hmm. And Sheila was one of the machinists we had. That's how I knew Sheila. And we had a couple of cutters and a man who did the patterns. And my sister, I've got two sisters. One worked in the office there, the one next to me. And then the one further down came and worked in the design room mm-hmm. where we used to... What happened, they moved Mrs. Edwards from the factory there and bought a place in Bruton Street where she used to do the designing, and the young designers went there. That's where Helen went to Handside School, and that's where Mr. Heron came looking for girls to work in the factory. And Mr. Nicol, who was in charge of the school at that time, he said, they're not coming to work for the money you pay. If you double it, they can come. So I think it was 25 shillings a week, and it went up to 50p a week, or 50 shillings a week. So we went. He allowed us to go. But otherwise, he wouldn't allow us to go. So
good,
that was
good for him.
That was just after Christmas when I was 14. Mm-hmm. So you can get dates from that, yes. Can't you?